Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50 is one of the great teachings on forgiveness from the King of the Earth himself. His hosts at this particular meal were trying to decide who Jesus was and apparently treated him as someone lesser than they would have treated someone they esteemed. Now, one of the Pharisees, or religious leaders, was requesting him to dine with him. And he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table, which means he sat down. They sat down on a ground or on the floor and ate. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. What that means is that you missed the mark. So she had missed the mark, at least by the standards that were being talked about here. And when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. So that would be like a special fragrant ointment in like a, it's a almost white, translucent, easy to carve. So containers were made out of it. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, which is somebody with supernatural insight and discernment. So if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him and that she is a sinner. You almost sense a bit of condescension in their interior comments because it didn't come out with their voice or his voice. Jesus answered him, which I get a big kick out of, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, say it, teacher. Which, again, I think is something under the level of a prophet, but obviously able to read this man's mind. So I think he would have picked up on that. And here's the story. A moneylender had two debtors. One owned 500 days' wages. So you'd have to work a year and a half. And the other owed 50 days' wages. When they were unable to repay, so a year and a half versus a month and a half, so about 12 times as much. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And Jesus said to him, you have judged correctly. Turning toward the woman, he was still talking to Simon, and he said, do you see this woman? I came into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You know, your custom was to wash or provide water to wash the feet of your guests because, you know, traveling, it wasn't like people could take showers and it was dirty. They weren't in buses. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason, I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven. For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. And then he said to her, your sins have been forgiven. So this is like a huge thing as far as explaining humility versus a lack of humility. Those were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, again, to themselves, who is this man who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Not only did Jesus forgive this woman who had missed the mark, he compliments her on her humble faith. This woman knew something that her religious superiors did not dream of grasping. I don't know about you, but I feel I'm a recipient of forgiveness of at least 500 days' wages, perhaps 500 years. I'm humbled by the forgiveness of Jesus. It's what allows me to go in peace today. Go in peace, my friend.